The Mishnah is Masecht Bav Metzia. We're up to Periches. Mishnah Aleph. Hashoyel es haporo. If you borrow a cow, v'shoal bolehimo, and you also borrow to use the owner also, like you borrow both the cow and the owner, oy sochar bolehimo, or else you hire the owner of the cow to work for you, or else shoal es b'habolim, you borrow the owner of the cow, you ask the owner of the cow, please come and help you out, oy schoron, or else you hire him. That you tell the owner, I'll pay you money, please come and work for me. And then later, after you hire the owner or is working for you, you now go and borrow the poro from him. And the poro dies by you. Potter, hear you, potter. Even though regularly a shomer shel is chayiv anointin, he's only potter of his mesa machas malocha. And here we say it's potter even though it dies by itself. What's the reason? Shenam, because the pasuk says, "In bol of imoy lo yishalim," a new p'tur by a shomer shoyel, that if the owner is with you, if the owner of the poror is working for the shoyel, so then if it dies, the shomer is potter. Pasuk says, "In bol of imoy lo yishalim." Aba, what's going to be? Sure, less a poror. First, you went and borrowed the cow. And first later, the owner is working by you. You ask him to help you out. Or he's choron, or you're paying him to work for you. And then the cow dies by the shomer, chayif. Shenema, because the pasuk says, "Bol of eni moy shalem yishalem." If the owner is not with the shomer, then the shomer has to pay, even though it's an einus. That's the loch of shoyel is chayif anointin. And the Gemara comes out that the pshat from our Mishnah is that the main thing is totally at the time when the shomer took it, when the shomer became a shoal on the poro. If the owner was working or hired by the shomer, then the shomer has the ptur in bol of imoy. Even though later on b'shas it died, the owner is not working anymore, we don't care. The main thing is that the owner was working at the time when you borrowed the cow. Whereas the opposite way, let's say at the time when you borrowed the cow, the owner was not working for you, even though later on at the time when the cow died, the owner was working for you, still you'd be chayiv. And the Gemara also says that this p'tur is not only by a shoyel, but it applies to all dalet shomrim, even by a shomer socha, by a shomer chinam. If the owner is there with the shomer when the shomer becomes a shomer, the halacha is the shomer is potter, even on pshia. Not only is he potter on oinus, but he's even potter on pshia. Even though it's his fault, why something happened to it, still if the owner was with him at the time when he took this parah to become a shomer, he'll be potter. That's called in bol of imoy lo yishalim. Mishnah Beis. Hashel es haparah, if somebody borrows a parah. Sholo chatzi hayoyim, uschor chatzi hayoyim. Half a day you borrowed it, and the second half of the day you're renting it, you're going to have to pay for it. Or else, sholo hayoyim uschor lamocha. You borrowed it for today, and the next day, tomorrow, you rented it. The next day, you're shoyim esocha. Today, you're only a shoyel. Socher achas v'shol achas. Let's say you rented one, and one you borrowed. Vonesa. And now, one cow died. And it's a machlekes between the shomer and the owner. Hamash shulaymer, the owner says, shulamesa. It was the cow that I lent you died. Therefore, yechayiv. And also, b'yoyim shoyse shulamesa. It died on the day that I borrowed, that I lent it to you. Not on the day that you hired it, that you paid me for it, but on the day that I lent it to you, therefore, yechayiv. And also, b'shor shoyse shulamesa. Like in the first case, where chatzi hayom you were shoyl, half a day you were a seicher. So the owner says that it died the first half of the day that you were a shoyl. And therefore, yechayiv to pay me. V'aloi Omer, and the shomer answers back and says, "Eini yodea, I'm not sure when it died." So locher is chayiv. That's the locher that bori v'shemo bori yodif. And the Gemara comes out that even though we paskin that the bori v'shemo lav bori yodif, you cannot be moitzi mamin. So the Gemara says that our Mishnah is talking about kugoyin shi'es esik shua b'neim. We're talking about that he has to swear anyway, and therefore, since he has to swear anyway, mitoch shen yochel yishova mishalim. Since he tainis any yodeya, and on this he cannot swear, therefore he has to pay. As the Mishnah says, v'aloyim any yodeya is chayiv haseicher is chayiv. Now, Hasaycha Roimer, what's going to be if the one that rented it said, Schura Mesa, listen, the one that died was the cow that I rented. And Biyoim Shaisa Schura Mesa, or else the other case, that it died at the day that I rented it from you. And therefore, I'm a Shaym Mesachar, I'm Potter Anointin. And also in the first case, like Bisho Soysa Shura Mesa, that it died the second half of the day, the time of the day that I rented it. Therefore, I'm only a Shaym Mesachar and I'm Potter. And the owner rents back and says, any Yudea, I'm not sure when it died, then for sure Potter. Then we believe the Shemer, and the Shemer is Potter. He has the right to say it died. When he was a Shem Mesachar, Shem Mesachar was Potter on Einzin. What about Zeloy Meshula v'Zeloy Meschayra? The owner says it died at the time when you were a Shayel, and the Shemer says, no, it died at the time when I rented it from you. So it's like Bori or Bori. So the Mishnah says, Yishovar ha-Soycher she-Schura Mesa. The Soycher is supposed to swear that he knows for sure it died at the time when he was on Yishem HaSachar. And therefore he's Potter. What about Zeremer and Yudeya? Zem and Yudeya? Yachleiku. Let's say they both say they're not sure exactly when the Parah died. Then there'll be a Lach of Yachleiku. We would split it. Because Maman Amut V'Sofik will be the Cholkin. And therefore, the Gemara's Mashma Mishnah goes according to Sumchis. However, Allah, we hold like the Chachamim, that still we say, Hamaitse Mechaveri all of Araya. You have no right to make the Shema pay you until the Yoni could prove it. Mishnah Gimel. Hashoyel es haporo, if you borrow a cow. Vishil choloi biyad benoi. And the mashil, that means the owner, sends it now to the Shemer biyad benoi, in the hands of his son. Or else, biyad avdo, in the hands of his evid, biyad shlucho, istami makes a messenger or shliach, or biyad benoi, biyad avdo, biyad shlucho shol hashoyel. Or else, the owner now sends in the hands of the son of the shomer, or in the evid of the shomer, or the shliach of the shomer. Vamesa, and the parah dies on the way to the shomer, so potter, in such a case, the shomer is potter. He's not makabla upon himself, the chiyuv einsin, until he receives it. What's going to be the Omaloi Hashoyel? Let's say the Shemer himself said to the owner, Shalchali, please send it to me. Biyad Bini in the hands of my son, Biyad Avdi in the hands of my Eved, Biyad Shluchi, my messenger. Oi, Biyad Binchorost, even if the Shoyel says, please send it to me in the hands of your son, Biyad Avdichon in the hands of your Eved, Biyad Shluchachon in the hands of your Shliach. Oi, Shomaloi Hamashel, or else even in the case where the Mashel, the owner, said, to the shoyl, Hareni Mishalcholoch, Biyad Bni, listen, I'm going to send this cow to you now with the hands of my son. Biyad Avdi, Biyad Shluchi. Oi, Biyad Bincho, Biyad Avdicho, Biyad Shluchacho. Or else the Mashal, the owner, says now to the shoyl, I'm going to send it to you with you, through your son, through your Eved, through your Shliach. For your Maloi Hashoyl. And the Shemer answers back and says, Shalach, send it to me. For Shilcho, and the Mashal Yonah sends it to the Shliach, in such a case for Mesa, even if the cow dies on the way to the Shliach, to the Shemer, Chayiv, in such a case the Shemer is already Chayiv. Since the Shemer notified the owner to please send it to him, so the owner is like doing a Shliach of the Shemer, therefore as soon as he sends it, right away it's sitting in the hands of the Shemer, therefore the Shemer is Chayiv if it dies on the way. And the chayim b'shoshem achzira, the same halach applies when the shomer returns it back to the owner, that until the owner receives it, the shomer is still chayiv anointin. Only if the owner, like said, okay, send it back to me, then it's considered in the owner's hands, then the shomer would be potter. But if the owner did not say that, just the shomer himself is sending it back to the mishalach, sending it back to the owner, then the halacha is the shomer would still be chayiv on all einsin until it comes to the hands of the owner. The Mishnah Dalet, Hamachalif Porah B'Chamor. If somebody is exchanging, I'll give you my cow for your donkey. So they made the exchange, V'yolda, and then the Porah, the cow, gave birth. And we're not sure exactly when did the cow give birth. They give birth before the owner of the Chamor took over, or they give birth before when the Bala Porah still owned it. If you are selling now your shivcha, your maid, to somebody else, and she was pregnant, and she gave birth, and we're not sure now if she gave birth before the sale took place, or did she give birth after the sale took place. So we have a suffix now, who owns the kid? Zeloimer Achloimacharti, the original owner says it gave birth before I sold it to you, so therefore it still belongs to me. The Zeloimer, the new buyer says, no, Mishalakhti, that it gave birth after I bought it. So this is called Momen Amuta Pesophic, and therefore the locker is Yachloiku. You have to divide it or else sell it and divide up the money. This goes according to Sumchis, according to Svaro Sumchis. Now, Hoyuloi Shnei Avodim, let's say he had two slaves, Echot Godov Yechot Koton, one was big, one was small, Vechein Shtei Sod, somebody had two fields, Achas Gedolov Yechot Katana, one was a big field, one was a small field, and he sold one to somebody else. So Halakei, the one that bought it, said, listen, Godo Lakachti, I bought the big slave, the big field. The moicha, the seller, says, no, any day, I'm not sure which one I meant to sell to you. So such a case, Zocha Bagodol, that's called the Bori Veshema, the Bori Zodif, he has a right to keep the bigger field or the bigger Evid. What about HaMoicha Roimeh Koto Mecharti? Let's say the opposite way. The Moicha, the seller, says, I know for sure I meant to sell you the smaller one. V'halo Yoyim Eni Yudeya. And then the Lokeach says, I do not know. Is Ein Lo Yela Koton? Again, we listen to the Bori. So the Lokeach, the one that bought it, only has the right to take the smaller one, not the bigger one. What about Zeroimeh Godo Zeroimeh Koton? Let's say it's Bori V'Bori. The one that sold it says, I sold you for sure the smaller one. The one that bought it says, for sure I bought the bigger one. Is Yishover HaMoicher SheHakoten Mocher. Then we let the Moicher swear that he sold the smaller one, and that's all. You can't take it away from the Moicher. And the Gemara asks a few questions on this. First of all, we hold Einish Boim HaKakois, Einish Boim HaLavodim, Sakamu, he swears here. So Gemara says the case is talking about that there's money involved. In other words, the case is that the Lokeach says, I paid you for the bigger one, and he had a right to be chayzer until the kinyan wrote up a shtar. And now the lekeach wants to be chayzer, wants to retract, and he wants his money back. So he's asking back for the money of the godel. And the moicher says, no, I only took money from you from the cotton. So he's like a moide b'miksas, therefore we make the moicher swear that he does not owe him the rest of the money. What's going to be Zeroime en Yedeya of Zeroime en Yedeya? If they both say they do not know exactly how it took place, exactly what he sold, then Yachloiku, then in such a case, we have to divide up this money. Now, Mishnah Hei, Ha Moicher Zeisov Leitzim. If somebody sells his olives for wood, it was like a bad olive tree. It wasn't worth it to keep it alive anymore. So you have a right now to chop it down, like the wood is worth more than the pears. So he sold it to somebody to chop down the tree to use the wood. Now in the meantime, the buyer waited, did not chop it down right away. And in the meantime, the tree gave off some olives. The Yosu Pochas Mervius Lasov, it gave off less than Mervius of a saw of olives, which means from a saw of olives, it only gave off a Mervius of a lug of oil, which is a very small amount. So in such a case, we say, Harei Elu Shemach Lazeis, it means the one that bought the tree, he has the right to keep these olives. What's going to be though? Also Mervius Lasov, let's say it made more, or it made a Mervius Lasov, then is the Shiloh, who has the right to keep this oil? The olives. In other words, Zeroima Zeise Gidloi. This one says, the one that bought the tree says, listen, it was my tree that produced them, I keep them. The Zeroima, and the other one, the Balakaka, says, no, Arce Gidlo. Listen, you let it stay in my field. My field is what caused it to grow. Therefore, I want to have these the olives. So, look, here is Yachlaiku. They have to divide it in half. In other words, in the ratio, it's a svara, the owner of the karka is meichel. Since it's such a small amount, he's meichel that. But here, where it's a large amount of oil, here the bala karka wants it. So therefore, the locher is yachleiku. He has the right to say, listen, it's not you. I only sold you the tree, the wood. You should have cut it off. Who gave you a right to let it grow still stay in my ground? Therefore, my ground also helped to produce the olives. Therefore, I have a right to get half. What's going to be Shotaf Nohor Zeisov Unisonel Motech Sadechaveroi? Let's say the river overflowed and uprooted your olive tree, and it planted it down the road in somebody else's field. So Zeimer again, and there it produces olives. So Zeimer Zeisa Gidloi, the one that owns the tree, says, listen, it was my tree that produced the olives, it belongs to me. The Zeimer Arzi Gidloi, the second one says, no, listen, as now it's in my field is what is producing the olives. In such a case, again, Yachloiku, the locher, they both split in hif. Mishnah Vov. Ha maskir bayis lachaveroi. If somebody rents out a house to his friend, piyamois hagashomim in the wintertime, ein yochol hoitzia min hachager viada pesach. You're not allowed to throw him out from Sukkis until Pesach. That's called the winter. If you rent them out for the winter, you mean at least until Pesach. Let's say you rent out your house, your apartment, for the summertime. Then for 30 days, you can't throw them out. He has to live there at least for 30 days. Oh, the Karachim. What's going to be if somebody rented his house in the big city, where it's very hard to find an apartment there? So then, echod yemoy sachama v'echod yemoy sagashomim shnei masachodish. If you rented him, whether for the summer, whether for the winter, you're not allowed to throw him out less than a year, because it's hard for him to find another apartment. Over chanus, what's going to be if you rent out your store to somebody? Echad ayoros v'echad krochem, when you live in an outside city, or you live in a krochem, the big city, a lot of people live there, shnei masachodish. You can't throw him out earlier than a year. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chanus shal nachtoimim v'shal tzavoyim shalashonim. If you rented out somebody your store, then you should use it to be a baker, or you should be a dyer to dye things. Here, people take on credit, and he can't collect his money so fast. So therefore, you have to leave him stay, you have to let him stay there at least for 3 years. The Mishnah Zayin, Hamaskir Bayis Lachaveiro. If you rent out your house to your friend, so Hamaskir, the owner, is Chayiv Bedelis. He has to make sure there's a door on the house, Benaga with the bolt, Uvamano, like he locks the door. He has to make sure there's a door with a lock on it. Anything that needs a professional to do it, the owner has to provide it. But something that you do not need a newman, a professional worker, rather the one that's renting could do it himself. So the one that rents the house, he has to fix up the house. The zevel, the manure that's outside the chotzer, from other behemoths, so it belongs to the balabos, belongs to him, it's not to the renter. V'yein la seicher el ha'yotze min ha'taner o min ha'kirayim bulvad. The one that rents the house, if he uses the oven in the house, the dirt, like the ashes that come out of it, he has a right to keep. Mashenkin, the manure that comes out of the animals, that still belongs to the balabos, that does not belong to the renter. Mishneches, hamaskir bayis lechaveru l'shono, if somebody rents out his house to his friend for a year, nisabru hashona. What's going to be if there's an extra month in this year? So nisabru l'asoicher, the one that rented it, he has a right to stay extra. Since he rented it for a year, this year has 13 months, he could stay an extra month. Hiskalur l'chadoshim, let's say you rent it out to the person by month, each month, then nisabru hashon, if this year has an extra month to it, nisabru l'maskir, the maskir has a right to collect, ask for rent for the 13th month. I'm charging you for each month, have a right to charge you for 13 months. Maisa b'tzipori, once happened a case in Tzipori, b'yech with one person, she sochar merchatz mechaveiro, he rented out a bathhouse from his friend, b'shnei mos zov, for 12 golden coins, lashono for the year, and midina zov lachodish, like he said also, I'll pay you a dina zov for each month. So what does he mean now? Does he mean to pay $12 for the year? Does he mean to pay like a golden coin for each month? And this year was an extra year, extra month. This case came in front of Shimon ben Gamliel. They said, they have to divide the rent for the 13th month. Like it's a suffix, what do they mean? Do they mean a deal, 12, like 12 coins for the year? Or does it mean a coin for each month? As in, it's a suffix, therefore we pass in Yachleiku. Mishnah Tes. Hamaskir bayis lachaveru. Somebody rents out his house to his friend. V'nofal, and then it fell. The house caved in during the time when he rented it. So chayiv lahamad lebayis. The owner has to supply for him another house. Hoyu koten. Let's say the first house was small. Lo yasenu god. You can't build up now a big house for him. Godel, if the first house was big, lo yasenu koten. You're not allowed to give him a small apartment. Like he rented from you for a month. This type of an apartment, you have to see that he's going to have it for a month. And if it collapses in the middle of the month, you have to give him another one the same size. Echad, if he had one apartment, lo yasenu shnayim, you can't make him two. It's too much tircha to live in two apartments. Shnayim, if you first had two apartments, lo yasenu echad. When you build it up now, you can't make it into one. You have to leave it in two. Lo yifches me'achaloinus, you can't make less windows that were there from before. For lo yosef aleim, you can't make more. Ela midash neim, you have to do exactly the way the house was before it fell down. You have to supply him with the same type of a house, not more and not less. Periktes, hamekabel sodem mechaveroi, if you accept to work on your friend's field, like barisus, that you're going to take half of the profit, you'll split the profit like, is makom shenogu liktzor yiktzor. If the minig of this place is to cut down the tfuah, you'll have to cut it. Lakor yakor, if the minig is to uproot it, you'll have to uproot it. Lachrosh achra, if the minig is to plow after you pull off, yachrosh plow afterwards. Hakol kiminik hamedin, everything goes according to the minig of that place. Now, kishem shechokim batfuah, the same way they divide up whatever percentage wise they made up in the grain that grows, kachokim batevenu lakash, the same way also they have a right to divide up in the straw that grows. Now, kishem shechokim biyayin, the same way they divide up in the wine, kachokim bizmurus ubakonim, the same thing also they divide up with the zmurus with leaves and with the kanim with the staffs that hold the vines up. And both of them, the owner and the one that's renting or that's using the field, has to supply equally for the kanim, for these reeds that the vine lays on, that the vine stays up with because of these are kanim. Mishnah Beis, Hamakabel Sode Mechaveroi, if you accept to work on your friend's field, Fehi Beis HaShalchin, it's a field that needs irrigation, it's not enough with rainwater, and there isn't irrigation there. Oy Beis Hilun, or else there's a field that has a tree on it, and it gives off fruit, and that's why you like to work on this field. And now, Yovish Hamayin V'nix HaSilun, what's going to be if the well dries up, or else the tree gets cut down? And you accepted to work on this field now, and again, either you're a kabbalon or you're a barisos or a chakirus, that you have to pay back a portion to the owner. So the locher is, einu menakolim in chakurai. You're not allowed to deduct now from the amount that you have to pay back the owner. Even though, mistoma, you took it because you wanted the tree or because you liked that there was irrigation there. But since you did not speak it out, when they dry up, when it gets cut down, you cannot deduct from the pay you have to pay back. But in Momola, let's say the work is said at the beginning, that Chakorli Sedei Beis HaShochen Zeh, like I want to rent and work on this field because it has an irrigation, or Sedei Beis Ilon Zeh, as I want to work on this field because it has a tree, a fruit tree, then Yoveh Shamayin, let's say the well dries up, or else Venik Sasilon, the tree gets cut down, then Menakal Lemin Chakurai, then you have a right to deduct from the pay that you have to give back to the Balabos, because you only agreed to pay so much because of these two things. Mishnah Gimel, Hamakabel Sodei Mechaveroi V'Chaviroi. If you accepted to work on your friend's field, again, Lamachzel Shlish, that you'll divide the profit, and V'Chaviroi, you didn't work on the field at all, you let it be blank that year. So how much do you have to pay back the Balabos? Like he was supposed to get half for the crop, and you didn't produce anything. So Shomin Oiso, we have to value here, Kama Real Assets, how much this field really was able to give out. And V'Noisen Loi, and then you have to pay back to the owner half of what it was supposed to produce. Shekach Koisel Loi, that's what you wrote in the Shtar, Im Oivir V'Lo Yavit, if I leave it blank and I do not work on the field, Ashalom B'Meit Fova, I'll pay you back with the best. With the best of the crop that could have grown from this field. So that's the type of payers I have to pay you back with. Mishnah Dalet, Hamakabel Sodei Mechaveroi, if you accepted to work on a field for your friend, again, the Chakirus, did you get half? And but V'loi Rotzel Anachesh, you do not want to prune the field, like to uproot the Atzov, or uproot the bad weeds. V'yomaloi, and you say to the Balabos like this, that ma'ich basloch, what difference does it make to you? Listen, I'll pay you your share, or else I'm supposed to pay you a certain amount, 20 bushels. I'll give you 20 bushels of wheat. What's the difference whether I prune the field or not? I'll just lose out, not you. Still, the lochri is ain't shemim loy. The balabas has a right to say, no, I don't want to listen to you, and I have a right to force you to prune the field. Because the balabas could say to him, lomocha, maybe tomorrow. Ata yoytzei mimenu, you're going to leave this field tomorrow. V'malalafoni yasovim, and then all the weeds will grow back up. and it'll be hard for me to take care of it. Therefore, right now that you're working on the field, I have the right to force you to prune the field.
Mishnah Hey. Ha-mekabel sod yemechaberoi.
And somebody accepted to work on a field from his friend for lo yosaso, and the field did not produce. You worked, you plowed, you seeded, but nothing came out. So it depends. Im yesh bo kedei lahamid kri, if enough tfua, if enough wheat grew that you can make a pile from it, then chayav l'tapabo, then no, you have to keep to your conditions and you have to work and give whatever share you made up to give back to the owner.
Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma kitzva b'kri, what kind of measurement is this a pile?
In other words, the Tanakhama said that if it makes a pile of wheat, then you have to work on the field. But if it produces less than a pile of wheat, then you have the right to quit.
So Yehuda says, what kind of share is this b'kri?
Elim yeshpa, el rather, he holds the share is im yeshpa kadei nefilo.
Like if enough wheat or seeds grow up, then that's how much seeds you would need to seed the field.
That's called the Miesh Pokadei Nefila. If that much is produced from this field, then you still have to work on the field.
The Mishnah of Vov. Hamakabel Sodi Mechaveroi. If somebody receives a field, he accepts to work on it. Again, like the half goes to him, half goes to the owner. The Yachol HaChogav. And there was an arbor, the grasshoppers came and ate up the crop. Or Nishtefo. Or else a strong wind came and ruined the crop.
If this happens to the whole city got hurt, then the one that's working has a right to take off from paying back the owner. He has a right to say, listen, it's a makas medin, it's not my fault, therefore I do not have to pay you back so much. But if this thing did not happen to the whole city, then the one that's renting now has no right to take off from the pay. He has to pay the complete amount that he made up, because the owner has a right to say, listen, it's your mazel that was gorm, you caused it.
Reb Yehuda says, Im kiblo hemena b'moyis, if he accepted that he's going to take a share in the money,
in other words, that the one that's working now has to pay back money to the owner, or else that he himself also takes money, if so, then
then the worker has no right to deduct from the pay that he has to pay the balabos. Because since all he's getting is just money, and that was not the maka, that was not the makas medina was not upon the money, it was only upon the crop. So if he holds, if the payment had to be with the money, then it does not affect you the fact it was a makas medina.
However, the law is not like a view that we pass on the letter of Tanakama. In all cases, if it was a makas medina, then the choker, the one that's renting, working, has a right to deduct from his rent.
Mishnah Zayin.
If you accept to work on a field and you have to pay back the balabos, like your rent is, you're going to pay him back 10 kurim of wheat for that year.
Now, loksa, let's say the tfua got hurt, there was a maka, it wasn't so good this year.
You only have to give him then 10 kurim of this field, even though it's not just good wheat, still you have the right to give him from this field.
What about hoyachitel yofis? Let's say the chitim was good, so then lo yoyim lo, you're not allowed to tell him, hareinu lokech min hashuk. Listen, I owe you 10 kurim of wheat. You know what? I'm going to keep all the wheat that grows on this field, and I'll buy in the shuk in the market 10 kurim to give you. So the worker has no right to do that.
Ela noisim lo mitaychay. The balabas has the right to say, I want from my fields, and you have to give him the 10 kur from this field.
Mishnah Ches.
If somebody accepted a field and the conditions was he's going to plant on it barley, so the locher is lo yizrenu chitim, you're not allowed to change and instead now plant wheat, because wheat takes up more nourishment from the ground, it like ruins the ground more.
What about chitim? Let's say your conditions were you're supposed to plant wheat, yizrenu sarim, then if you want to change your mind to plant barley, that's okay, because it ruins the carcass.
Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, tfuwa lo yizrenu kitnius. If you made up to plant tfuwa, wheat, grain, you're not allowed to plant beans. Kitnius, because why does kitnius, beans, ruin the karka more? But kitnius, if you accepted the field to work to plant kitnius, then the locher is yizrenu tfuwa. Then you are allowed to change your mind to plant tfuwa, because that does not ruin the field so much. It's only for the good.
Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, it's also.
Just like he said before also, by Chitim and Sarim, he said two times, that Mishra said that Rishimun Gamliolayme is Iser, he also can't be Mishana. You have to do it exactly the way the condition was, the way you made it up. However, according to the halacha, it all depends upon what's better for the field. If it's better for the field what you're changing for, then you're allowed to change. And the reason why Reb Shimon Gamliel says you're not allowed to change, so there are different reasons in the Gemara. One reason is because the pasuk says, "Sheres Yisrael liyas avlo v'lo yada," because of, like, you're not allowed to say false. So since you accepted to do it this way, even though maybe the change may be better for the balabos, still you're not allowed to change. All right, turn over. Mishnah Tes, Hamakabel Sadi Mechaveroi, Lishon Muotis. If you accept the field to work again, Bechakirus, that you're going to take a portion, belongs to you, a portion you have to pay back to the owner. So you accept to work on Lishon Muotis, means less than 7 years. Talachar is, Loi Yizreno Pishtin. You're not supposed to plant flax on it, because that ruins the character alone, and you don't get too much from it until 7 years. Like the roots stay in the karka for 7 years, so if you don't plan to be there that long, you have no right to plant flax. V'yein loy b'kuris shikma, and you don't have a right to take from the curse, the beams of this tree, the shikma tree. Now this tree gives off a lot of good beams for building purpose, and we're talking about that when you like rented this field, you're also allowed to use this tree. However, since you took it for less than 7 years, you're not allowed to cut off the branches, because this wood will not grow back within 7 years. What's going to be though, Kibla Himenu Lishevashonim, let's say you accepted to use it for 7 years, then Shonari Shoni Yisrenu Pishtin, the first year you are allowed to plant flax, because the roots will stay there for 7 years, but you're going to be there for 7 years. And also Vieshla Bakura Shikma, you're allowed to take off these branches of this shikma tree, because by the end of 7 years, it will grow back again. Yemishni Yud, Hamakabel Sodim Echaveroi Lesubu Echod, Sheva Meyos Zuz. You accepted a field to work on it for 7 years, straight 7 years, for $700. So the locher is Hashvias Mina Minyan. Even though one of these 7 years is Shemitah, that you're not allowed to work, still you have to pay for that year. That was a general deal that for 7 years you're going to pay $700. What about Kiblu Hemenu Sheva Shonim B'Sheva Meyos Zuz? That the condition was our work for 7 years, not for Shavu Echad, which is mashma one straight 7 years. But here you spoke and says, I'm working for 7 years, and I'll pay you $700. Then Alochor is, Ein Hashvias Min HaMinyan. Then we say for sure, what you meant to say is, that I want to be able to use this field for 7 years, 7 working years. For that I'll pay you $700. But the 1 year in between that Shemitah that I'm not allowed to work, for that I'm not paying, that's not part of the Cheshbon. So it depends how you said it. If you said shel shavu echad, or did you say for sheva shonim? Mishnah Yud Aleph, schir yoim goyva kol halayla. If you have somebody that works for you by daytime, the locher is he has a right to collect his pay by that night. The owner, the balabos, has to pay him his pay by that, the end of that night. If he waits till the next morning, he's over lav of loy solin pula sochir. Itcha ad boike. What about schir layla? Let's say the person works for you by nighttime. Send the locher is goyva kol hayom. You have to pay him back the next day. By the end of the next day, you have to already pay him back. Schir shoyis. Let's say somebody works for you only for a few hours. Goyva kol halayla v'chol hayom. Then the time to pay him is that whole night and that whole day. Like whatever he's working for, it's that period and the next period of time, you have to pay him back. Schir Shabbos. Let's say you hired somebody to work for you for a week. Schir Chodesh for a month, Schir Shana for a year, Schir Shavua for 7 years. So Yotze Bayoim, when he goes out by daytime, Goyve Kol Hayom, he has a right to collect that whole day, the owner has to pay him back by the end of that day. Yotze Balayla, if he goes out at nighttime, then Goyve Kol Halayla B'Kol Hayom, then he has a right to collect, or the Balabos has to pay him either by that night, or else the next day. And the Gemara comes out, really, the last part of this Mishnah is really in Achleikis. It's only going according to Reb Shimon, that he holds, if you go out, Balayla, so the Balabas has the right to pay him even the next day. And the same thing would apply if he goes out by daytime, also you can pay him the whole day and the next night. The Tanakhama is the one that says, no, if he goes out by daytime, you have to pay him by that whole day. And the same thing, if he goes out by nighttime, you'll have to pay him by the end of that night. So what's the side of our Mishnah is that we hold schiris enim shtalemas elulub soif. When somebody works for you, really, when is the time you have to pay him? When he finishes work. And but when he finishes work, here the Torah says like two psukim. One pasuk is lo solin pula sochir itcho ad boiker. And now I'll leave over the pay by you until morning, which means you have to pay him by nighttime. Another pasuk says the yoimar titin tzchorav lo tovi olav hashemesh. You have to pay him by daytime. So when it comes out by regular worker, if he works at night, then the loch is, even though true, he's supposed to pay him at the beginning of the next morning, like the end of the night, but you have the whole next day to pay him. Or if he's working by daytime, he finishes at the end of the day, so that's the time to pay him, but you have that period the whole night to pay him. If you wait and pay him later, then you're over this lav. Now, echot schar odom, whether you hired a man to work for you, the echot schar behema, whether you rented an animal to work for you, v'yechatz char kelim, whether you rented a kelim to use, yesh by mishum b'yayim atitin tzcharei. There's such a law that you have to pay back the pay that you owe for the owner to the person that's renting, that's giving it to you. You have to pay him back by that day. V'yesh by mishum loy solom pulas socher ritchad boiker. If he's a worker, you have this law not to hold over the money to you until the morning. You're supposed to pay him by nighttime. Eimasai, when was this said? V'zman shetavo. Only if the worker comes and asks you for the money, then you have to give it to him. But loisavo, let's say the worker does not come and ask you for the money, then ain't no over love, then you're not over this love. You do not have to run after him, he has to come to you to ask you for the money. Let's say the worker, you made up with him, instead of coming to get the pay from me, from the owner, you can go to your grocery store, and you can take groceries on my cheshbin. I go to the banker and he can take the money from the banker. So then the locher is ain't a worry of your love. That the balabas is not over the lav because he made up with the worker. The pay is not going to be from me, but the pay is go to the grocery store and take your grocery or go to the banker. Let's say a worker comes at the day when he's supposed to collect, and he tells Bezdin, listen, I went to the Baal Boss, he's not paying me. So Allah is, we believe the worker that he did not get paid yet, and therefore it's Konim the Rabbanon of Nishpav Noitel. He could swear that he did not get paid, and he has a right to receive the money. Of Azman, let's say the Zman went by already, the day passed by when he's supposed to collect, then Ein Nishpav Noitel, then we do not believe him that he did not get paid, because he's supposed to collect his pay that day, and most probably he did get paid. Because if he didn't, he should have come to Bezdin then. So if he comes to Bezdin later on, we do not believe him. Im yesh edim shetovoy. But let's say the Sochar has edim that he did ask the Baal HaBos for money on that day, just he didn't receive the money, then hareza nishpa v'noitel, then he has a right even later on to be nishpa, to swear to Bezdin that he did not receive the money yet, and then he'll be able to collect. Now, Ger Toshev Yesh by Mishum V'yoyma Titin Tzcharoi. Or Ger Toshev is also Bechlau this love. If he hires somebody, he has to pay. But V'yoyim by Mishum Lo Solom Pula Socha Ritchad Boiker. He's not Bechlau this love. Now, this Ger Toshev here is not a real Ger. He's not a real Jew. He's still a guy. He's only Mekabel to be Nizer on the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So if on this Pasuk of V'yoyma Titin Tzcharoi, the other Pasuk says, Oy Migercha Sheva Sherecha. The Vidarshan applies even to a Ger Toshev also. Mashenkin, the second pasuk of Lesol and Pulasachar, Echad Boiker, there it does not say Ger, there we say it only applies to a Yisrael or a regular Ger, but not to a Ger Toshev. Mishnah Yud Gimel, how Malves Chavera, if you lent your friend money and then it comes to get paid and he doesn't have money to pay you back. The locher is lo yimashchen ola bebezdin. You're not allowed to go take a pledge away from the loiva unless you do it with bezdin. And v'lo yikones lebeis lita mashkunai. Even the bezdin, according to Amman the Yomer, is not allowed to go into his house to take away the mashkin. Shenema the pasuk says ba'chutz tamud. You have to wait outside, and the loiva has to bring the mashkin outside. Hoyu lo shnei kelim. Let's say the loiva has two kelim. So noitel echad umaniach echad. You have to leave one there and only take one. Omachzer esakar balayla. You have to return the pillow at night time because the loiva needs it at night time. If you take away his plow, you have to make sure you give back the plow by daytime because he needs it. V'yimeis. Let's say the loiva dies. Then ain't omachzer liyoshev. Then the malva does not have to return it to the yoshev, but rather the malva can keep it. Since the loiva that died owed him money, he has a right to keep this pledge for his money. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. afli atzmoy einay machzer elo ashleshim yoin. Even when the loiv is alive, you only have to return these pledges for the first 30 days. But umishleshim yoin alhalan, after 30 days goes by, and the loiv still does not pay you, then meichrim bebezdin. Then you have a right to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin sells this mashkin, and you keep the money. Alamona, this is a question of a widow that she lent money and now she has to pay back and she doesn't have money. So Bain she aniya, whether she's poor, Bain she ashira, is a mamashkin and oisa. Bezdin does not go down to an almona to take away a mashkin, even though she owes somebody money. We do not take a mashkin, a pledge from her. Shenema, the pasuk says, lo sachpo begin almona. You're not allowed to take for a pledge the clothing of a widow. If you take a mashkin, the rechayim, the millstone from somebody, so over belois to say, you're over a lav. V'chayiv mishum shnei kelim, and you're over the lav on two kelim of the rechayim. Shenema, the pasuk says, lo yachbo rechayim v'rochav. The pasuk calls it like two different kelim, the rechayim and the rochav. And Mishnah says, "V'loy rechayim v'rechev uvad amru." The pasuk does not only mean like there's two lavim, two parts to the keli of a millstone of a rechayim v'rechev. El kol davar shoychol b'shoych shoysin boy koich nefesh. Any type of a thing, tools that you use for eichon nefesh, the kli bisho kli afia, you're not allowed to take away from mashkin either, because the person needs this to live on, so you're not allowed to take it away. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Ki nefesh uchayvul," like you're taking away his nefesh, like anything he needs to live on. These things you're not allowed to take away from him for a mashkin.
Yopta Perak Asiri, Mishnah Aleph, Habayis v'haliyah shol shnayim. There's a downstairs and an upstairs that belongs to two different people. Shenoflu, the whole house caved in. Talochris shneihem cholkim beitzmu v'avonim uva offer. Both of them are like shifters, like partners, and they both have an equal share in the wood, in the stones, and in the dirt. V'royin elu avonim haruyis lishtaber, and they have to look upon the stones that are royed to be broken. Now this is talking about now in a case that we know exactly how the house caved down, so we can know like which stones broke, especially if we know where you found them. Therefore we say the stones that are fit to be broken, if it's the upstairs stones that should have been broken, so we say the upstairs man gets all the broken stones, and the one that had the downstairs apartment, he has the right to get all the whole stones. What about the Mahoye Echod Mehem Makim Mixas Avonov? Let's say one of the two recognized that these stones belong to him, like he recognized he has paint on them, he knows that these bricks came from his apartment, then Neutland, and of course he has a right to take them, and the Yerlis Shleimim HaCheshbon, that goes into the count how many Shleimim he can get. In other words, we make an account like he gets 50 whole ones and he gets 50 whole ones. So if he recognizes which ones is his, that's part of his Cheshbon. Now Mishnah Beis, Habayis V'Haliyah Shoshnayim. And upstairs and downstairs, again, they belong to two different people. Now, nivchaso ho'aliyah. Let's say the top one, like we're talking about now, that the roof, really it's the floor of the top one, which is the roof of the bottom one, caved in a little bit, like four tfachim, at least of it, caved in. That's called nivchaso ho'aliyah. The top floor caved in, and really the balabos living below has a chiyuv to fix it. But v'yein balabayis roitzel lasak, and the balabos living on downstairs does not want to fix it. So locher is harei bal ha'aliyah yored v'dor lamato. The one that's renting upstairs has a right now to move downstairs and to live with the balabos downstairs. Ad shiyasakin les ha'aliyah, until the bottom one, the owner will fix up the top, fix his apartment. Rabbi Yossi says, atachter noisen es ha'tikro v'yoel yoines ha'mazivo. So Rabbi Yossi argues on the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yossi yells the bottom one only has to put up the tikra, that's the roof, that's the beams itself. But that they smear some tar or some cement on top of the beams, that's called the maziva, that the elyon, that one on top, has to fix himself. Mishnah Gimel, Habayis v'yoliyah shel shnayim shenoflu. Again, an upstairs apartment and a downstairs apartment belong to two different people living there, and now the house caved in. So the one that's living on top, he owned his apartment, where he owned this apartment. He's now telling the one that owned the bottom apartment, listen, you build up first, and then I'll build up on top of you. But for who ain't a right to live nice? The one owning the bottom apartment does not want to build up his part first.
So Arei Bal Holiyah, the locker is the one that owns the upper apartment, like has the schus to build his apartment on top of the bottom one. So Boine Sabayis, he has the right to first build the bottom one. And Vidar Betoicha, he could live there in the meantime. Until the one owning the bottom apartment pays him for the expenses he had in building the apartment. When he pays him the expenses he has, then he'll move out and build the top. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's still considered the bottom one is living in his friend's apartment, because like he's building it for his friend. So how can he live there without paying him? So he'll have to pay him rent for the fact he's living there in the meantime. Ella, rather, what's the yetzer here? Bal ha'aliyah boina sabayis veso aliyah, that the top one has to build both the bottom stairs and the upstairs. Or mekares aliyah, he has to put a roof on the top, because he has to make it ready to be livable. And then even if, then if he wants for yeshiv babayis, then he has a right to live downstairs. Acheitin lo yestiyetsi yosov, until the bottom man pays him for the expenses he had in building the apartment. In other words, Abiud holds that if you only have built the downstairs, so it's called like a zenener v'zechosa, like you don't have a place to live yourself. Now since you're a choser, therefore you're going to have to pay him for the rent. But if you have your own apartment already upstairs, so now it's called, you're even by living downstairs, you're called a zenener. True, you're living downstairs, but lechosa, you're not losing out, because really you have an apartment upstairs. So in such a case, you'll be put, you don't have to pay him rent. So then you have a right to live there in order to force like the bottom man to pay you for the expenses that you had in building it. Mishnah Dalet, V'chein Beis Habad, the same thing if you have an olive press. Shoyu Bonu Baselo, it was built on a mountain, let's say. Teicha Haran, on a place of rocks. V'gina Achas Agabov, and there's a gina, there's a garden on top of this Beis Habad, on top of the olive press. And they belong to two different people. And now the nifchas, now the gag, the roof of the alapres like caves in, and therefore the kark of the gino is also being affected. It's also not fit to plow there now, to seed there now. So harebal hagino yorid v'zor lamata, the one that owns the upstairs, the garden has a right now to go downstairs and to plant in his beis abad, achiyase lebeis badoi kipin, until he'll make like a good roof for his Beis Habad, a good strong roof-like, so therefore the ground will stay up on top of it, and then he'll be able to plant on top of that. Ha-koysel v'yu'ilon shenofel l'Rishos HaRabim, somebody's wall or somebody's tree fell down into the Rishos HaRabim, v'hezekoy, and it does damage. I'm talking about now, it was an honest, you didn't realize it, it wasn't your fault that it fell down. So lachor is potter m'lishalem, you're potter from paying like an honest, therefore you're potter. But what's going to be Nosno Loizman Lokutz as Elon for Lister as a Koisel? Like Bezdin saw this tree was very weak, or the wall was weak about to fall down. So Bezdin gave you a time, warned you, listen, you're going to have to knock down this tree or knock down the wall. So then it depends. If the tree or wall fell down before your time is up, it's still called you're an Onus Yapotter. But if it fell down after the time is up, then you're Chayiv. Like you should have fixed up, that you should have knocked down the wall beforehand. Mishnah Hey, Mishahoya Kosloi Somoch Laginas Chaveiro Venofel. If you have a wall, and it's on the end of your property, next to your friend's Gina. And what happened was, the wall caved down, and it fell down. It fell down into your neighbor's property. And your neighbor tells you, listen, the Panei Avanecha, I want you to clean up your stones. All your stones fell into my garden. Clean them up. So the owner of the kosel says, Higiyucha, listen, if you want, you can keep them. I don't need them anymore. Take them for yourself. If the second person does not want to do that, he does not want to have to clean it up, he doesn't need the stones, so then he doesn't have to listen to the balabas. The balabas, the owner of the wall, has to come and clean it up. But what's going to be Mishakibal Olov? Let's say the second person accepted. Okay, very good. You don't want them. I'll take the bother of cleaning them because I need the stones. So if the second one accepted, then Omaloi, Helach Es Yitziyasecho, Now let's say the original owner of the stone, of the wall, wants his stones back and he'll tell you, listen, I'll pay you for the bother, for the expenses you had of cleaning them, picking them up, but give them back to me. We do not listen to you anymore. Since Lamayas, you gave it over, you Amakni, you said he can keep it. Since his chotzer is kind of him, it belongs to him, you can't take it back.
If you hire a worker,
he's supposed to work for you, working in the straw, tevin of akash, to collect them from your soda, or else I'm in a hefka, wherever you want them to collect the straw from the fields.
For your maloi, tain li schori,
and then the worker says, listen, give me my work, I finish work and give it to me.
For your maloi, and the balabos says to the poyol, toil mashra sisi bischorcho,
listen, you can take all this tevin, all the straw that you collected, keep it like I owe you $10, so keep $10 worth of the straw.
So, ein shemuloi, the poyol does not have to listen to the balabos, he has a right to say nothing doing. I want $10, you have to pay me $10.
What about mishikibul olov? Let's say the soicher says, okay, you let me keep this straw, I'll take it instead of my pay.
So once he accepted, then omaloi, then the balabos says to the soicher,
heilech schorcho, I changed my mind, here, take $10 better.
Vanieto leshali, I want to take back my own.
Ein shemuloi, again, we do not listen to the balabos.
Once he already was matnir, it told the seicher, they can keep it, the poyol, it's theirs, you have no right to take it back.
If somebody takes out his manure to the Rishus Rabbin, the people should trample over it to make it better.
So, ha-moitzi, moitzi, v'yamizabil, mizabil.
The one that takes it out, and the one that wants to be mizabil, use a fertilizer, has a right to use it.
That means like you're not allowed to leave it there in the Rishus HaRabim. So if you want to take out your manure to sell it, so HaMoitzi Moitzi, the one that takes it out, and then right away, VaMezabel Mezabel, the one that wants to buy it to use it for fertilizer, he has to buy it right away. You're not allowed to leave it there.
However, the Gemara Bakama says that Yeshua made a Tanai in Eretz Yisrael, that you're allowed to leave it there for 30 days. There's a certain time when everybody brings out their manure to sell it, so you're allowed to leave it there in the Rishus HaRabim for 30 days.
Now, ain sherin tit b'shus rabin. Not let her let your tit, your like cement, be stored there in the shus rabin, because also it takes a long time. You're not let her leave it there a long time.
The ain loivnim levainim. You can't make bricks in the shus rabin. The same thing. It takes a long time.
Avo goivlin tit b'shus rabin. But if you have the cement ready just to mix it up, goivlin, that you're allowed to do in the shus rabin.
Avo loy levainim, but not to mix up the bricks. That takes a long time.
Somebody is building something, you're building a house and near the Rishus HaRabim, and you have to use the Rishus HaRabim like to store your things there.
So Ha'boini Rishus HaRabim, Ha'mevi Avonim Mevi.
Whoever brings the stones has to bring it right away.
And right away you have to use it to build your house. In other words, you can put it down, but right away you have to use it, you can't leave it there too long.
But if it does damage,
you have to pay for the damage that it caused.
Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, af masakinu es malachtoi lifnei 30 yom.
That he holds no, he holds the person is building near the Rishus HaRabim, so he has a right to prepare himself for the things that he needs 30 days.
Like 30 days he has a right to prepare himself for building the house he could use the Rishus HaRabim. And according to him, if it does damage, he's potter, he's not chayiv ben izokin.
But the halacha is not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel.
Mishnah Vov. Shtei ginois zu agav zu.
If you have two gardens, they're not equal levels. One's higher level, one's a lower level. But there's a slant that goes straight down, and then you have a bottom level of a gina.
Now, v'hayorak ben tayim. On this slant going down, there's a vegetable growing out there. So the question is now, who owns this vegetable?
Rabbi Meir says, Shel Elyon,
it belongs to the one that owns the top property, the top gino.
Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Shel Tachton, it belongs to the one that owns the bottom, a gino.
So like this, Rabbi Meir
says what his svar is. Rabbi Meir's svar is, it belongs to the top one.
Rabbi Meir says, Emir Shel Elyon, Likech Estafaroi,
if the one living on top wants to take away his dirt,
is Enkan Yorik, there won't be any more vegetable. Like it's growing on this land.
But if the top one will chop or cut down, take away all his dirt, there won't be any more slant, so there won't be any more yerek. So therefore, for sure, it's getting its yenikah from the top one's property, therefore belongs to the top one. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Im yirtza ha'tachta and lamalas es ginosai, if the bottom one will want to fill up his gina, in other words, raise the level of his ground, and just keep on pouring more and more ground on top of it, so it'll like knock out that root, it'll knock out the yerek, it won't be able to live there. As ein kan yerek, the vegetable won't be able to grow. So it's growing because of the property of the bottom one. So that's the machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Meir, Ramei says like this. Since both of them have a right to stop the other one from doing it, from growing over there, if so, in other words, it's true, the top one could take away, the bottom one could build up, they both could stop the other one, like from it growing. So now what should we do? So he says, so Rabbi Meir says, a svara, royim, we have to see, mehechen yorek zechai, where does it get its nourishment from? Where does it live from? From which dirt does it get its nourishment? So as Ramea's svara gets his nourishment from the top one's dirt, therefore belongs to the Elyon. Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Kol she Elyon, yochol lifshet es yodav litoil, harei yushaloi. If the one on the top level, if he could just bend over, and with his hand reach to where the yerek is growing and pulling it off, so pshita belongs to him. Like it has his nourishment, it's growing from his ground, and he could reach it, so pshita belongs to him. V'hashah shal tachtein. But if the top one cannot reach down and get it, then it's a svar, belongs to the bottom one. Since he has access, he's the one that could get it. Like from the bottom one, he could take a ladder and go up. So therefore, it's a svar, it belongs to the bottom one. Whereas it's a svar that the yellow one is like the mafkira, he's mafkirit. Since he can't get it, it's a svar, he's mafkirit to the bottom one. All right, we'll stop here. Slika, Masechta, Baba Metzia.